We went to City Park. But I enjoyed the beach mostly when I had to go out. And you went to different areas outside of New Orleans, camping areas. But there are not that many places where you can go. It was always church-oriented activities that we went to, a social group. Because you must remember, I'm 31 years old. So when I was coming up, it was like early 1950s. It was segregation time. You didn't go places. You went to the movies. I remember, you're in town a few days now. Have you been to a place called Roosevelt Hotel?
I've seen it.
You've seen it. Mm-hmm. Okay, directly across
the
street.
It's one of the oldest hotels.
Yes. Directly across from there is a theater called the Orpheum. The Orpheum Orpheum. In order to get into that theater, you had to go down an alley and walk up about 50 steps. And you sat in a balcony. You couldn't use the elevator. So I wouldn't go to the theater. Now, in my community where I was, you built your own theater, right? But so this is what we did. We had neighborhood theaters because you couldn't go to the theaters in town or on Canal Street. And you couldn't go into the Joy or the Sanger. If you went, you have to walk up so many stairs, and I didn't see it. There was no movie worth me walking 50 stairs to see. So I wouldn't go.
I see.
So you had your group activities.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, we had the bus, and this little lady who started all this mess, Rosie Parks, you know, her feet were tied, so she sat in the front of the bus in Birmingham.
Yeah.
She didn't want to sit behind the screen. Blacks had to sit behind the screen. There was a piece of wood about that big.
Somebody told me about that.
Yeah, and it had two little screws on it, and it had holes in the seat. And wherever that screen was, you knew if you were black, you sat behind the screen. If the bus held 50 people, and it had 49 whites, and the only seat was on the motor part of the bus, and if you wanted to sit down, you know, or they could have had 49 seats empty, and the screen was all the way to the back of the bus, that's where you sat. Even though the 49 seats in front of you are empty, you sat in that 50th seat where that screen was, that little partition. That meant you didn't sit any other place. And I remember that because I was in my freshman year of high school, 1959, when the screens were removed from the buses here in New Orleans, and you sat anywhere, and I remember that so well. I went to Xavier University Preparatory High School. That's right up the street here. It's in Irish Channel.
Mm-hmm.
It's just called Xavier Prep, but that's the official name for it.
Is that a Catholic school?
It's a Catholic school. And there was a white school on Nashville called Forshay, which it was all white. It was a white high school. And the kids would, from Forshay, would board the magazine bus at Nashville and Magazine, which had to pass in front of Xavier Prep. And
how you doing?
And Xavier Prep's on Magazine and Soniette, which is about six blocks away, maybe eight blocks. And when the boys and girls started entering the bus to go home, you had one white student in every seat, meaning you can't cross over me to sit down in this empty seat. Well, we could sit anywhere. Now, there were no screens.